Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And now here with sports news, Darren Frehill. Darren, gut-wrenching stuff for Celtic last night.
Absolutely, Jack. Yeah, good morning to you. Heartbreak for the Hoops of the Champions League, I'm afraid. A brilliant, brilliant run in Europe finally coming to an end, and it ended with a 1-1 draw away to Bayern. The Germans going through 3-2 over the two legs. Now, the game looked like it was going to be heading to extra time. Celtic leading 1-0, and then Bayern equalised in the 94th minute. So they are through to the next round. Lisa Fallon joins me on the line. Lisa is with FIFA's Global Football Development Team, and she's also a regular pundit on RTE Sport. Lisa, do they deserve something more?
Oh, I think they at least deserve to get it to extra time, Darren. I mean, they will really rue that opening 20-minute period in the game when they really, you know, they created four glorious chances. Let's be fair. And at this level of the game, you've got to take those chances. And they really paid the penalty for that then towards the end of the game, because, you know, we know from watching these types of games, and, you know, when you're up against the best teams, they always seem to just find a way to win. And Bayern did it. I mean, it was amazing. They took Harry Kane off at half time. A lot of people really, you know, were shook by that. But, you know, I think what's really positive for Celtic is the growth that we've seen in them in terms of how they've competed in Europe across the last 2 years. There's been real growth and a bit more maturity in how they're approaching the games. And I think that's probably the biggest thing they can take away, but they will definitely rue that opening 20-minute period.
Yeah, it could easily have been 2-3-0 up, couldn't they? All within 17, 18 minutes. Lisa, what about tonight? The live game on RTE is that clash between Real Madrid and Manchester City. The Spanish side leading 3-2 ahead of the second leg. Do you think Pep was watching in last night and going, "Yo, maybe there's an upset in the air here"?
To even think that we're still talking about Man City winning this game as an upset is incredible, and I think that actually really suits Pep, because I think I think Man City have probably had a little bit of a turn of form in the last couple of weeks, and their confidence is quietly growing. I think we've seen a little bit of mind games from Pep, which we don't usually see. You know, that comment, "We only have a 1% chance to win this game." And then yesterday in the press conference, he admits that, "Yeah, I was lying. You know, I've never lied before." But what I do think is crucial is the fact that Erling Haaland trained yesterday. He went off with that knee injury against Newcastle on Saturday. And they've also got Ruben Diaz, Nathan Ake and Jack Grealish all back in the squad, all trained yesterday. So I actually think the worry for Real Madrid is in the centre-back position. You know, they've Dani Carvajal and Eder Militao both out with ACLs. Tony Rudiger comes back tonight, David Alaba. But we don't know how many minutes they've got in them. And I still think while Real Madrid will score goals, my biggest concern for them at the moment is defensively. And I think we saw that last week, Haaland scoring, you know, in the 80th minute. But again, these big teams, they have this magic way of finding a way to win. And the goals from Diaz and Bellingham did that. So, I mean, the one thing we're going to get tonight is another thriller. Last week was amazing. The games between these two teams are always a treat. So I'll certainly be sitting down tonight with the popcorn for this one, because it's going to be a cracker.
Yeah, won't we all? It's funny you mentioned the previous meetings. I think it's the winner of this match over the last previous three meetings in the Champions League, and they seem to meet every season now, they've gone on to win the trophy, so there's a lot at stake here. How do you call it?
Oh, I think home advantage for Real Madrid, I think, and just because they're so good at doing it, when you just think they're gone, they just always find a way. So I think Real Madrid, for me, probably will go through tonight, but I mean, you just don't know, because you look at last night, AC Milan went out, Atalanta went out. So big teams will go out. So, you know, you can't take it for granted. And my gut feeling is that Real Madrid will win it, but I can't rule out Man City. And I know that's totally sitting on the fence, but it's going to be a great game.
It is. Lisa, thank you very much. In rugby news, the Irish rugby team to face Wales on Saturday will be named tomorrow. And this is a game, there's so much expectation, I think, on the Irish team to win this one. We're on a really good run. Wales aren't. But Robbie Henshaw, despite having played for his country 79 times, has never won in the Six Nations in Cardiff. In 2015, 17 and 2021, he's been speaking with Michael Corcoran about not being complacent.
Not really, because we know how hard this competition is. For me, certainly, I've been in in this competition a long time, and every game is such a tough game. You can't look really beyond it. So I think for us, yeah, it's focusing on what on the job at hand, and then reassessing after. But yeah, it's such a tough competition that you can't really look too far forward.
For the last couple of years, you've been playing alongside Jemison Gibson Park and Bundy, who are Irish passport holders. Last week, James Lowe got his Irish citizenship sorted out. I mean, is he getting a bit of slagging over that, or you know, now that he's really one of us? I mean, he must. There's been a good welcome from him, I would imagine.
Ah, there has been. Yeah, it's been great. He went off. He rushed off on Friday to be at the ceremony with his wife and his child. It's great for him. There's a bit of slagging going on that I think Bundy actually hasn't picked up his Irish passport yet, and James will have his before him, even though Bundy was a citizen before him, but he just hasn't done the documents yet, so there's a bit of slagging going on there.
Yeah, very laid back Bundy, Aki, must be a bit of West of Ireland in him. Finally in Gaelic games, the final decision to allow Antrim to host their Ulster Championship game against Armagh has been delayed following a meeting last night, but it does appear that the situation has moved on and this game could go ahead as planned at Corrigan Park on the 14th of April.